Talk some baseball right now. I'm fired up about this for a couple of reasons. Number one, always good to talk Brewers baseball in the jungle. Number two, this guy played his baseball right around the corner. He is a SoCal, a second baseman for the Brewers. 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI in Wednesday's win. He won his first NL Player of the Week award last month, hitting .307, 14 home runs, 33 runs batted in 57 games, is a rookie this season. He was the 9th pick overall in 2017 out of UC Irvine. Milwaukee is a game out of first in the Central, and the wild card, they're at Washington tonight. Keston Hira is my guest. Keston, good to have you on. How are you?
Doing well, you?
Good, good. Listen, there's a lot I want to talk to you about from a SoCal perspective, but let me start with where you are right now. You're having a huge rookie season for a team that's battling for a division and a postseason spot in the middle of August. What's it like for you right now, and how exciting is it to be going to the yard every single day?
Yeah, it's been a blast so far. Ever since getting called up and having that first stint there for that month or so, just kind of learning about, the everyday life of, of a big league player and, what it takes to perform at the highest level. And then taking that and just applying it to every game I've had so far. It's been a blast so far. And to be in the position we're in where we're in a postseason hunt race and, being one game out, above, the first place and wild card, it's exciting. So this last month is going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it.
Now, Keston, it's a team that was so close to the World Series last year, and now you're a part of this as a rookie, being right in the middle of a playoff race. As you look around that clubhouse, how much of what makes this team good is about pure talent, and then how much of it is about the way guys approach the game every single day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of both. Last year in the minor leagues when, the Brewers were, in the playoffs, it was exciting to watch, and it made you want to feel like you wanted to be in that dugout on that team, part of the whole success and journey they had last year. But to be a part of it now, it's even more amazing. I have a lot of the guys haven't ever experienced last year, have a little extra chip on their shoulder. We have a good combination of veteran guys and young players that are both hungry for the postseason and for the playoffs. So we're in a good spot right now, and so we can continue it for the remainder of the season.
All right, so I'm going to circle back to the big league club in a minute and what you're doing right now, but I want to go back to your days. It all started in Valencia here in Southern California. When did you first start playing baseball, and what were the early days like?
Yeah, so grew up in Valencia, started playing baseball when I was 4 over at William S. Hart baseball park over there. So just growing up, I was a big sports guy, so I kind of played all types of sports, baseball, basketball, football, golf, soccer. So, as I grew up, I kind of tended to enjoy baseball a little bit more, and I seemed to be better at it too. So I kind of stuck with it and enjoy my time up there, made a lot of friends, and had a lot of fun.
Keston Hira joining us. So you had to make a decision because, as the story goes, in those days you were working with Sean Thompson, and he made drafted by the Giants. And he says there was a moment when you were 12 when everything changed and he couldn't get you out. Do you remember when that all changed, and what did you take away from your time with him? What happened?
Yeah, I think, as high school was approaching, I think I kind of hit the reality that, it was mainly baseball and basketball, but I kind of hit the reality that, I wasn't 6'4", very tall to play basketball, so I kind of stuck with baseball. But like I said, all during that time, I seemed to be better at baseball than basketball, and that's when I kind of shifted, more of my focus towards baseball, and starting giving it, all my dedication and extra time towards it, and it all paid off at the end. But Sean Thompson's been great for me my whole baseball career, and he's been a huge mentor for me on and off the field, so I can't thank him enough for everything he's done for me.
All right, so you put up huge numbers in high school, and then you end up going to UC Irvine. What was your time like at that program?
Oh, I loved it there. When I was in high school, Irvine was always a spot where I can envision myself, furthering my baseball career and, education as well. So, as soon as they offered, I kind of jumped on it, and I haven't regretted any decision since. You made a lot of lifelong friends and learned a lot of stuff about baseball and life in general during my time there, and some of the best 3 years of my life, and I wouldn't change anything.
Kesson, the truth is I moved my family down to that area, and I'm raising my kids in that area, so I know that community. I know how much it means. What was your go-to? Were you going to In-N-Out Burger at the University Center? Where were you hanging out when you weren't going to school and playing baseball?
Yeah, definitely a lot of trips to the In-N-Out right across the street. Fashion Island is always a good destination. But there's Newport Beach, a lot of the guys live there during the year, so activities and stuff to do out there are endless, and it was such a good place to be able to grow up, kind of become an adult, and learn about life out there.
Kesson Hira joining us. So I like your background because you're a SoCal native. I like your background because you went to UC Irvine. I know that area. I like your background because you're a UC guy. I went to UC Santa Barbara. So just kind of indulge me here. What do you remember about your battles against the Gauchos up in UCSB?
Oh, those were always fun. UCSB has been a great program for a while. And, some of my best friends from high school actually were able to play there. And it's always fun to go there and, face against them and, battle out for the Big West. So it was always a series that a lot of us look forward to. A lot of times it was on national television. So those were definitely some fun series.
All right, so let me bring this back to the major league level. All this is great and it's fun, and we've got these local ties. But the fact of the matter is, the MLB draft rolls around. You were the number 9th pick overall. What was that moment like for you, and what did it mean to share that with your family and your friends?
Yeah, it was really special. That year leading up to the draft, it was a little difficult. I hurt my elbow, and ultimately it took me out from playing on the field. So I was ended up DHing the whole year. So that was a little different than what I was accustomed to, and especially with the draft coming up. There were a lot of questions, a lot of answers that needed to be had. So, but everything worked out at the end, and I can't thank the Brewers organization enough for giving me this opportunity. It's been a blast so far. It's been, everything's gone by so fast, but I appreciate it all.
Hey, listen, before you go, they would say, you mentioned the organization, they would say that this is not a surprise to anybody that you're doing as well as you are, as quickly as you are. In fact, Rick Sweet, who managed you in AAA, said, quote, "I've had Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Luis Gonzalez, and some other names, Vladimir Guerrero, that are good hitters. Kesson falls into that category. He's special. We're just seeing the tip of it. He's a special hitter." I mean, dude, that is amazingly high praise. What's it mean to hear your name mentioned with Hall of Famers like that?
Yeah, it's really awesome. Rick Sweet has been around baseball forever, and he's one of the best managers I've ever had. So just to get that praise from him is really special. And, I'm looking to be able to make a name for myself in that way. But at the same time, just enjoying the process the whole way. But Rick, I had a great time down in San Antonio with Sweetie, and he's such a great guy. And I can't thank him enough for that praise.
Okay, so one more thing about Irvine before I let you go. You talked about how MLB players would show up to work out. When you see guys like Nolan Arenado showing up, what was that like, and what did you learn from watching them?
Yeah, so during my time at UC Irvine, in the offseason, players like Arenado, Pujols, Matt Chapman, Cole Hamels, a bunch of people would come and work out on the field and take ground balls, take batting practice, throw bullpen. So, a lot of professional athletes came there to practice, and it was a lot really cool to be able to watch that. Once class was over, head to the field early and just watch them do their work, and kind of inspire you to push yourself a little bit more too. So once I got drafted, I had the opportunity to be one of those guys and be able to work out with Arenado every single day and hit with Pujols every single day. So it was truly special. And I think that's really important for people on on that team to kind of watch them go about their work ethic and kind of inspire them to push a little harder.
Kesson Hira, my guest, having a good rookie season. Milwaukee only game out of first in the Central and the wild card, and they're at Washington tonight. Kesson, so good to have you in the jungle. Really appreciate you. Congrats, and nice to have you on the show.
All right, thanks for everything. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for everything is right. That was great. Very happy with that. Always happy to talk Brewer baseball on the show, and I love his background. He's a rookie with that mindset and that composure. And, very a matter of fact, very calm, very poised, nobody surprised by success. When you've got a guy who managed him in AAA who's comparing him to Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Luis Gonzalez, and Vladimir Guerrero. And Rick Sweet says, quote, Keston falls into that category. He's special.